with Josh.
Yeah, how's with that? With me. That's
you like that?
It's cute. That's
that
cute.
Was good.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, with 6 weeks left in the regular season, the AL Central is slowly getting tighter and tighter between the Twins and the Guardians. We'll talk more about this, obviously, more in-depth later in the show, but after Cleveland falling to the Brew Crew last night, the Twins are now just two games back. Dave, we'll start with you on this one, whether it's injuries, failure to score, with runners in scoring position. What in your mind is the biggest obstacle facing this Twins team from getting the Central pennant?
Consistency. 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 Listen, they're two games back. They've been 2.5 to 2 games back for what seems like months now. But this team has to put it together for the entire time. You know, it's like win three, lose one. Win 3 out of 5, lose another one. But the schedule, if I'm recalling, and I don't have it in front of me, but this last month of the season for them is a really winnable schedule. And so they have to be able to be consistent with their play, with the pitching, with the hitting, with all of it. But it's consistency. That's what it is. They have to get on a streak here, and then you have to hope that Cleveland runs into a roadblock at some point.
And Josh, I'll just add this. I totally agree with Dave on the consistency side of it. I think the problem that we still look at every time we look at the Twins, we get excited, but we look at the Twins and we say, well, okay, well, have they beat teams that have a winning record? And the answer is generally no. We have beat some. We beat Kansas City. We did pretty well with them, and Cleveland. But the reality has been, when you look around, we've just not really come through. I think the pitching's got to be a little bit better. You just wonder, did we do enough when we got to that trade deadline? Did we get aggressive enough? A lot of people didn't want to change it. I personally did. I still think that they needed a pitcher, but some of the pitching is improving for sure. I mean, and Bailey looks fantastic, but that's just one name.
There you go. Hopefully they can get the W today. We'll see. We'll see what happens there. I know, unless you are Mr. Matthew Collar and are doing this for a living, not a lot of people really dive too deep into preseason football, and probably honestly haven't watched much of it. I know I haven't. I don't know about you guys, but we're now 2 weeks into it for the NFL, and before you know it, the games will actually start to count and matter. Pete, we'll start with you here. Which quarterback has popped out to you the most? And if you haven't watched a whole lot, which quarterback are you most excited to see this season as far as rookie QBs?
Well, ironically, we were kind of kicking that around, yeah. And I can tell you that Bo Nix is everything that I thought he was at Oregon. He looks great. Now, granted, it's preseason. We always have to qualify and say, yes, it's preseason. You're not going against all the starters and all the rest of it. But as rookies, these guys coming in, I think he and Caleb Williams, obviously first pick in the draft for a reason, but Caleb Williams has looked great. He's done a great job of spreading the ball around, and it just tells you a little bit more about how I think the division with the Vikings is a lot tougher than people probably realize. When you look at the quarterback play within our own division, it's impressive. And I think some of these young quarterbacks are living up to everything we expected that they were going to do. Even going out to Washington and looking at how their quarterback is playing, another young guy, has done a really nice job. Have they put up a lot of points? Not really. But I think that they've played very well. So I think there's reason to be excited about Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix and all of the different quarterbacks that are rookies. They're really impressive so far.
Honestly, and you're 100% right, this might be, and we were just talking about this might be the most exciting class of quarterbacks that we've seen in a really, really long time, at least for my money, Pete. I'm super excited to see him. I've said this all along. I wanted Michael Penix Jr. here in Minnesota, so I'm not going off the board by saying that I want to see how he looks in Atlanta. I think he had one game. He was 9 of 17, 104 yards, played about a quarter. Atlanta's apparently seen what they need to see out of him. They love him, but they got to now see, and we were talking about this, they got to see what they have in Kirk Cousins. Like, you got to see where this Achilles is, where is his health. And clearly they're not like gung-ho, yep, he's going to be the guy, or else they wouldn't have signed Michael Penix Jr. So I am really intrigued to watch that quarterback battle, and would not surprise me the least bit if we see Penix Jr. at some point this season.
Yeah.
We're going to circle back around to baseball just real quick for this one. With the 2024 Olympics well behind us now, about a week out, we look ahead to L.A. in 2028, where we will see the return of baseball. MLB is still kind of up in the air. Dave, do you think Rob Manfred will permit this to take place given the extensive 162 and subsequently almost 200 games if you count postseason for MLB returning? Do you think it'll happen?
He should. I don't know if it will, but he should because it's great for the game. It is great for building fan support. And let's be honest, Major League Baseball needs to increase their fan support. We've talked extensively. They've done so much in the past few years to speed up the game, to make it a better fan experience. If they miss out on the opportunity to showcase baseball on the world stage and what the U.S. can do, that's a huge miss for him. It helps in every other sport. The NBA, granted, it's not in season, but the WNBA does it. Again, half the games, but they make it work. I think once every 4 years, extending the season by a little bit or maybe starting it earlier or figuring something else out to showcase baseball and Major League's best on the world stage, if they don't take that opportunity, it is a massive miss on my part.
I agree with you, Dave. And when you talk about commissioners, I actually have the most respect for Rob Manfred of all of them through the NFL. I can't really speak as much to the NHL, but the NFL and NBA and what happens in Major League Baseball, I think Rob Manfred has really done a great job, like you said, speeding up the game, making things a little bit tighter, a little bit more exciting for fans, grabbing some of the younger people in there as folks that want to be a part of Major League Baseball and watching it. He has outdone, I think, every other commissioner that exists. So pretty excited about what he's been doing. I think he'll make the right decision.
And last but not least, next week, it's already here, gentlemen. Week zero starts next week. Didn't know that was a thing until I think last year. I was so excited for college football to start, and I said, oh, wait, there's nobody really playing. Cool. But with that being said, I don't remember last time we had this much of a shakeup among the different conferences. So I'll just kind of give you this, broader question. Which conference do you think is the strongest going into this new season? We have Big Ten, SEC, ACC, Pacific Conference. Everything's just being shaken up heading into this new phase of college football. And obviously you have the college football playoff being implemented in a more expanded version this year. So which conference do you think will have the strongest showing this time come January?
Dave?
Oh, you want me to go first?
Sure. Sure.
I mean,
sure.
I don't know. I'll say the Big Ten simply because they just have so many teams that are good. Yeah. I mean, you got Ohio State, Michigan, you're adding Oregon, you're adding like UCLA, all these teams that are legitimately really great teams. I know I've all long been an SEC guy. I truly have. Like I've always said, SEC is the best conference in the country. But I really think now the Big Ten pushes that just a little bit. But I guess it's probably still, long answer to say, SEC still to me will always be the number one in college football. But Big Ten's right there.
Well, the SEC, I've got this one. It'll shock you guys a little bit probably, but I've got Ole Miss and Georgia playing in the national championship game at the end of the season. So and Ole Miss being a long shot, but really? SEC is incredible. I will say this, the Big Ten upgrade when you put in Washington, Oregon, USC, UCLA is absolutely amazing. And what we've got with Penn State already, we and Michigan and Ohio State, Michigan, we really don't know what we've got exactly, but certainly we do with Ohio State. Ohio State will be incredibly, they will have the closest shot, I think, in the Big Ten to getting to the national championship game.
And there you go. Well done.
Josh, great questions. Thank you.
I try.
What's up? Is the music going again?
No. We're, the great job. Means we're done. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're done.